Blog Talk Radio.
Mac or a PC? And John, the best technology show on Blog Talk Radio. We rant about Mac versus PC. Welcome aboard. And welcome aboard for the 12th ever episode on System Showdown, broadcast live on Ustream TV and Blog Talk Radio. That's ustreamtv.com/channel/system-showdown. And currently, John and I are using like 40 different mediums for the show to get underway. But it is underway. John, you there?
I am, dude. This is crazy, man. Crazy. I'm right now. Ustream TV.
A beach
is crazy. I love it.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. I must admit that. Hopefully, Blog Twitter will pick up your voice. It's the only worry. I got to keep the speaker as far away from the phone as possible because it creates some sort of like weird reaction. But other than that, it's looking pretty good so far. I guess we'll open the Blog Twitter Radio chat up. That's blogtwitter.com/showdown. I want to hear. Want to make sure people hear you. And they hear you, then we're in good shape.
Just tell the people on
BPR, go
use
screen.
You can hear
you loud and clear,
you know?
Yeah, hopefully it'll pick you up. And we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, John is coming to you live from actually Skype right now. Actually, that is on our sideboard, and it's actually kind of wrong. You can aim me, Quaster07. Showdown John. Oh, I just told my aim room. I'm an idiot. Anyway. You can aim Showdown Quas during the show, or you can aim, or you can Skype John, the Skype chat during the live show. You can Skype John at Johnny Spikes. I don't know if you remember that. I'll type John. Want to type that out for the people to know? You can Skype him at Johnny Spikes. You can call in. There's the number on the sideboard there. That's 1-646-478-5187. Hold on. Let me just go over to that. Yeah, Skype John at Johnny Spikes. I'm going to open up the switchboard here. Right now we have currently no callers, but we're live on System Showdown. John, say something.
Something.
All right, that's right. John just said something. Okay, great. Okay, so we're live here on the 12th episode. John, a dozen episodes through the books. This is our 12th episode. And
crazy.
Yeah, I must admit, that is something that is pretty crazy that we have done 12 episodes now. We're going to open a poll question right now. The poll question is what would you rather buy or what would you rather have? And the answer is, and the questions are an iPod Classic, the Zune 2, or iPod Touch. I just opened up that poll right now. A lot of you guys vote there. What would you rather have? iPod Classic, Zune 2 when it comes out, and the iPod Touch. So be sure to check that out. And let us know what you guys...
Well, good question. Do I have something that's not yet?
Well, I mean, it's... All right, well, just Zune in general. Just choose Zune 2 if you want, you know. But, yeah, so that's pretty much it. John, well, actually, before we get to anything, I must say, John, there's a new craze that's sweeping the nation. I don't know if you know about this. I saw it in my school today firsthand. Who would have the gall to text their friends during class? I mean, there are all these kids, mostly girls. I won't say which class in case people listening in and they I don't want to say which class it is. Okay, people. But this
are they
one.
Hot?
What?
Are they hot?
I don't think that's part of the point, though.
Hey, they're hot. They can get away with it.
Maybe. But anyway, the point is, there are these girls, people in my class. Actually, we already have an answer to the poll. iPod Touch is up 1-0. I wonder who. Yeah, I thought so. All right, so I'm going to go. Okay, anyway, who would have the gut to actually text, whether it's anything, a trio, a T-Mobile phone, a Raspberry, whatever you got. Who would have the gall to do this during class? Actually, I'm going to demonstrate actually what I saw this morning in one of my classes. I don't want to tell which one because people might, you know. But anyway, here I'll show what it was. Basically, all right, John, let's say, all right, I'm going to do a little diagram. Let's say this is me over here. This is the class. I'm sitting right here, okay? That's me. I'm sitting there.
Okay, that's you.
Okay? Then right next to me, there's this girl, okay? And she is on her trio, okay? She's on her trio right there. She's sitting right next to me, okay? And then in the row ahead of me, I have a person on their Raspberry. Right there. And then... right in front of me, there's this other girl who's on her T-Mobile phone. I guess I'll do a little M. T-Mobile phone right there, okay? That's what you got. And they're all texting at the same time, and I was kind of joking to myself. It's kind of like a remix beat of the click-clack of the keys there. It's crazy, so I'm following in all the conversations. It's actually much more interesting than what the teacher's saying. So you have all this going on. I mean, this is pretty funny. I mean, look at this diagram here. I mean, look at all this. You had all this going on here. It was so amazing. I couldn't believe it, but you know, that was
just wild.
I know it was just people just texting all over the board. Actually, people blocked your radio are probably blinded by this. They can't see what I'm doing. I guess I'm just describing a scene of there's a bunch of people around me just texting during class. I mean, that's remarkable. Now I got to get rid of this somehow.
I do. I got to understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'm a racist.
Okay,
anyway, yeah, John, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, dude, like, people in my school do it all the time. Like, I got a better story for you. I know people who actually during tests text each other the answers. Like, during class, they don't get caught.
Well, actually, I think in my class, it wasn't really answers because it wasn't really a test time. It was actually, I was actually following some of the conversation along. They say, where are you now? And the other girl said, you know, in blank class.
At school, LOL.
It's like, LOL. I mean, it's just constant typing, and they do it underneath the desk. I mean, it's just remarkable. This is a huge craze. So I hope you guys enjoy my little diagram there. of just what's going on. And I was having some fun there. I thought, you know, it happened today. Why not show a little diagram on the show about it? But, yeah, and that was pretty neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You just get cut off there. It's part of awesome. But anyway.
John, I got a story about that. I got to tell one.
Okay.
This, like, in my class, like, you're in a help test, the kid was Googling the answer on his sidekick or something. And
on the sidekick? Wow. Wow, that's something. That's pretty amazing. I want to go back into, all right. We currently have a lot of people tuning in here. We have 3 viewers. We're doing good. Also, I just want to announce, you know, me and John, we openly, we extremely support this band, Soundscape Soul. They're currently in the Fancast competition. And at one point, they are hoping to get to Austin, Texas in December. In a little bit, about 10 minutes or so, we're going to show you how to actually create an account at Fancast.com and how to, you know, vote there. But that's pretty much it. Yes, I am here. Ustream Tech, you have a comment for us? I'm in sound.
Well, actually, Ustream Tech.
All right, Mr. Ustream Tech, you have a comment for the show? I just want to make sure that we're coming in good. So double check that. Sounds like you're over-modulating. What does that mean? What? Good old soul. What do you mean, Tiggy? What do you mean?
From module, if you don't mind.
Like that?
I like to overmodulate you, if you know what I mean.
All right, John, let's not get into specifics here. Are you saying they're too high? All right, I'm going to lower John a bit here. I'm lowering my little pet John here.
Yes.
Yeah, my speaker's right next to me, and you're talking through them.
Thanks a lot.
You capture my speakers. All right. Ustream Tech, how about now? Sound good? Just lower your volume. I don't want to... Look in your broadcast. We're going to check so you make sure no red. Oh, red is showing. All right, what did I do about that? Uh-oh. All right. Okay. All right. I think it's lower now. It's lower now? I just lowered it. Is it good? A little bit more. I'm working on it. How about now? Sound good? John, say something.
Something.
Okay. Better. All right, good. All right. I just don't want to, people like, I don't want to give people earaches. I give people earaches enough by just talking. And now I'm giving people more earaches. Yeah, so that's pretty much how we're going to run down the show. John, all right, so yeah, so basically this is what we're talking about. I guess we'll get into our Dig effect here. We got a lot. Actually, Dig's getting better, John. The last thing we were talking about how Dig is going more into social issues, but now it seems that they have phased back into technology. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Dig was definitely slipping for a while, but now they're coming back. It looks pretty cool.
Okay. Might need a better mic. All right, John, you sound a little scratchy, but it's all right. Anyway,
that's through Skype. We're going through Skype, through HR, through Ustream, that's why.
Okay, great. All right, so, John, we are going to, we're going to...
Oh, wait, dude, my phone is free. Can I just call into the BTR and make it easier?
Yeah, just make it, call into BTR. All right, John, we're calling BTR now, and, John, we're going to take a dig break. And then I'm going to become, actually, get a radio show break. I'm going to be right back. John will be on BTR. And I'll be right back after this on System Showdown with Quas and John.
Okay.
You are currently listening to System Showdown on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call into the show and get your technology comment on the air, you can join John and Quas in all the action. You can call in at 1-646-478-5187. That's 1-646-5187. If you would like to aim us during the show on Instant Messenger, so put your comment on the air, you can aim John, the iMac guy, at Showdown John. Or you can aim Quas, the PC guy, at Showdown Quas. Once again, Thank you for tuning to the show. Now back to System Showdown. Dig, diggity, diggity, dig nation, diggity, diggity, dig, 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 dig. Dig, diggity, 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 dig, dig. Coming up next on System Showdown, the Dig Effect, where Quas and John talk dig. Top three stories, dog, I think. Well, not the top three, but their favorite. Check it out.
Okay, welcome back to System Showdown here on Houston TV, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Apparently John is on Blog Talk Radio. John, you're with us now on BTR. All right, let me fix that up. Let me fix John up. John, with us now.
Check 1, 2. Could you hear me?
I got you good. You're in good, John. Coming in great. All right, I'm just going to put on my headphones here. You look a little more professional. And then we're going to get right to Dig Effect here. Hold on 1 sec. All right, here we go. All right.
Like a nerd.
All right, John, with us now.
Yes, I am, and you look like a total nerd.
Right, because I put my Mets hat back to the other side?
No, because you're wearing a headset.
Okay, well, I'm a nerd in general anyway. Okay, well, let's, come on, do a technology show. What do you expect?
Yay, nerds on technology shows.
All right, great. So hopefully John's coming in good now. Let me lower the speakers a bit here. Okay. All right. John, first, let's start off with, first of all, let's just let people know they can, actually, we'll start with Dig Effect, and I want to take a quick break. We'll show people how to vote for Soundscape Soul. But let's talk a little bit about some top stories, lately on Dig, especially stories that we have dug. John, I'm sure you heard about the Zune 80.
No, I did not, because I don't care about it. And it's from Microsoft. What is it?
Well, basically, it just got reviewed by 6 magazines, and all of them pretty much agreed to the same point that it's better than the iPod Classic. And this is a big thing, because when Microsoft can top Apple like this, this gives them not only a better chance of improving on their market share, but what it also does is it finally has given the Zune some credence, and this is pretty big. First of all, by the way, how much does the Zune cost? You know how much the Zune cost?
I have no idea. How much?
$29. How much does the iPod cost?
Well, what kind of iPod are you talking about? How much does the Zune
iPod,
cost?
I'll talk about the iPod Classic in this situation.
All right, the iPod Classic, I think, goes for about $249.
Yeah, same price. So basically, Steve Jobs for years, and this is Steve Jobs here, was trying to create an iPod that allows for Wi-Fi features. Has he done it yet? No.
The iPod Touch has Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, we're not comparing the iPod Touch, we're comparing the iPod Classic. That's why I said I'm specifically comparing the iPod Classic.
All right, well, come on, that's like saying you're comparing the lowest model of a Ford to the highest model of a Lexus. You know what I mean?
John's trying to go below the belt. John's...
I'm just saying. Do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like saying you're comparing the, a low iPod model to the highest Zune model. They can't compare unless, like, you compare the iPod Touch to the Zune.
Let me just tell you what, we're going to get to a break here. Let me just tell you what the Zune offers, and then we'll refute it after. Basically, the Zune offers 80 gigabytes, a much larger screen, FM radio, wireless player-to-player sharing. You can also sync it with your computer, which you can't do in the Mac.
You can't sync it with your computer?
Yes.
So what are you trying to say? You can't sync your iPod with your computer?
Yeah, but my only question is, we've got an aim from somebody here. Oh. Okay. Oh, that's you. All right.
Now. So yeah, guys, you can IM me on AIM.
Pastor John. Okay, anyway, but by the way, what the... basically, I don't know how Microsoft jumped from 1 to 80. It's kind of weird. But the Zune 80 is going to be great.
Why name is that 80? Why would they call it 80 of all names?
I guess I don't know. I guess they're thinking in 1980, but I don't just...
Yeah, like it belongs in 1980. Look at it. It's ugly as hell. Yeah.
No, I like it. I like these squircles.
Well, I guess you're probably the guy who liked the brown zune.
Okay, John, anyway, yeah, I probably am. But anyway, we are going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come, a video break, and then we're going to come right back here on Blog Talk Radio and Ustream TV. We'll be right back after this on System Showdown with Quas and John.
Go on, back up, look out, but don't you turn around. Someday you'll realize you need me right back in your life. Always wanted to fly. But you're letting me fall down from this high. It's in the heart of you. You and you alone.
Okay, we are back here on System Showdown. That's Little Soundscape Soul Ed right there for the band that we support. And
Soul
now...
Patrol.
What?
Soul Patrol. Yeah, I know. Wrong artist, but they still rock.
Yeah, Soul Patrol also rocks, as probably Josh would definitely agree with us there. But now we're going to show a little screen test how to... Actually, you know, do this whole thing, how to vote. Want to make sure that came in good, that ad. Hopefully it came in, I'm pretty sure it came in good. Okay, we have, right now we're going to show you how to vote for Soundscape Soul, on the Blog Talk Radio. Listen in as well. And we're going to show you exactly how to vote here for Soundscape Soul. I'm going to capture my screen here. Okay. All right, let's just minimize this. Okay, is that history homework? Sorry about that. Okay, let's go into first things first. Okay. People can see my email.
Cool. Let's go look at Cause's email.
First you go to fancast.com/soundscapesoul. That's how you actually we're gonna vote live right now. Okay. Hopefully you guys can see this. John, can you see it coming in good?
Yes, I could. Unless you did I spy sending your email about enlarging something 8 inches, or is that just me?
What?
Did I see some spam in your email that said something about enlarging 8 inches, or is that just me?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. What are we doing now? We're on FaneTest.com.
This is FaneTest.com. This is the website that Soundscape Soul is currently in. And then, of course, when it comes to the site, the video... of their band starts playing.
My name's John Springer. His name's Matt.
That's right over here. Mm-hmm. What happened with the audio? I don't know what. Okay, anyway, we are going to show you how to vote. Basically,
Matt Emerson, we are.
We do. First, on the top, you log in. We actually created an account for Showdown. We're logging with that account right now.
Soundscape Soul.
Something is okay. You log in right here. Okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
Coming up good.
All right. Let's see. Nobody saw that password. Just for the record.
What?
Nobody saw that password.
Nobody saw it. All right. Anyway, we now log in to System Showdown. Then we gotta do. You have to go to the stage. They're on right now on the pop stage. They were on the singer-songwriter stage, but now they're only on the pop stage. But here we go. We go to fancast.com. Enter in Soundscape Soul once again. All right. Hope it's coming. Oh, my bad. John, you see it good? Coming in good?
Yeah, this is coming out great. Yeah, I like it.
All right. Anyway, now you're on fancast.com. Go to their stage.
Man, dude, I just noticed now I'm famous. My website's open in one of your tabs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's open one of the tabs. Looking at my Firefox tabs. All right, here it's going to start playing, of course.
My name.
I don't know why it's picking the one low. Anyway, we're going to tune in after. First, we're going to vote for them. Do you vote? Just simple as that. Simple expression.
Josh Springer,
rock the vote.
We are Soundscape Soul, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yo, John, I must say... voting for on fakeness.com is so much easier than American Idol. You got to call a whole phone number. You got to press a number. I mean, all you do here is just click a button. I mean, it's just as simple as this. It's similar to Snap, right? It just takes that. It's so easy to do. You must say that, right?
Yeah, but as an Idol fan, dude, I have to call like 50 times to vote for, you know, my favorite contestants. It was a pain in the ass. With this, you can just go on, click, you vote. It's awesome.
Yeah, and then you can log in, you know. That's pretty much how you vote there. System Showdown, we got even our own account here on Famecast, and you voted right away for Sound Control. So, guys, you got to vote for them. If you listen to our show, you must vote for them. You listen to the archives. You are guaranteed, you are ordered to vote for them. This is not a request. This is a demand. You must
demand vote. That you vote for them.
You must vote for them to listen to our show. Hopefully, you know what you're doing with that. I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to capture back to me again.
Why? I prefer to look at the computer over you.
I'm sure you do. But anyway, that's pretty much how you vote for Soundscape Soul. We'll be showing later on more stuff, how to vote. For
remember, you have to vote for them, or else you can never watch our show again.
Yeah, I mean, you must vote.
We know yeah. Who's
Nimbling. You got to vote. And pretty much it. All right, so if you have any calls on the line right now, we didn't, yeah, oh, that's you. Okay, anyway, yeah, so famecast.com/soundscape soul, log on there and do what you got to do. All right, let's...
Come on, Diggy Dog, let's start digging.
What?
Let's start digging, Diggy Dog.
Yeah, we're going to start digging. Actually, Josh, by the way, he liked our ads. That's great. They liked it. Hopefully everybody who's tuning now is tuned in. Well, also, check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Please tune in Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my bad.
That was... Ow. That hurt.
I didn't realize you had the phone there. But I probably hurt the Blog Talk Radio people as well, you know. But anyway, let's get back to the dig effect. Let's get a little... Yeah. All right, John, yeah, let's get back to the dig here. First, let's see any big story. Let's see if I got top story on dig.com. Let's go catch desktop again. Here we are. Let's go back. How am I doing? What am I doing? I just showed people the... That was stupid. All right, here. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, here we go.
I know. I'm going to get some prank calls tonight now.
All right, here we are. This is our gig account. Coming in good?
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, is there any way you can, like, zoom out and show your entire desktop?
I'm going to zoom out.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because, like, there's probably more you can do with the screen capture thing.
This is the screen shadow, basically.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's a dig profile.
Hilarious Apple ad. I just showed you. Actually, let's talk about this ad a bit. We'll get back to Zoom maybe even later.
But dude, I just saw that ad, as a matter of fact. I actually, you know, I figured, hey, we're going to be talking about it tonight. I loaded it up. Dude, it's hilarious. Oh, my God, I love it.
Okay, John, we're going to play it live.
Cool. Make sure your computer doesn't die.
What?
Do you mind looking at ads from Apple.com and encode in Apple QuickTime so your computer might die from it?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully so. It's wrong on Windows.
It's not going to die.
Well, wait a minute. I'll have the blue screen of death. That's considered dying.
That'd be really funny if you had a screen capture my blue screen of death. Anyway, this is our dig. This is where we dug lately. Oh, we should talk about that, I guess. This is the one we were just talking about before. I'm gonna get just check out the articles. We'll talk about it later on. But
what's that one about ginseng, man? Explain that to me.
What?
100-year-old ginseng sold for $250,000.
I didn't dig that article. You must dig that article.
I did not dig that article. I swear I did not dig that article. How did that article get there?
I guess someone hacked your account. Oh,
hey, dude, someone dug an article about, like, dude, I was like, what the hell is Klaus digging? He's digging an article about ginseng on our Showdown account? What the hell?
What is ginseng? I don't know what ginseng is.
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I thought it was like, I don't know, garlic or something based on...
Okay, well, someone's taking a while to load here. This is, Anyway, this is dig.com. Ron Paul, of course, they're big on that.
Ron Paul, oh God, if that guy gets an office, I will move to Canada, I swear.
Okay, here's an interesting story. That's messed up.
Whoa.
That's messed up. You see it?
Huh, OS beats Windows in Japan. Mac OS beats Windows in Japan.
That is messed up. That's just plain...
Well, it's predictable. It's predictable. You know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because the Japanese are smart.
Okay.
And they use Mac.
That, now that's funny.
Yeah, I know, dude. Well, how about this? Like, I actually heard about this.
Oh, did you hear about this? Oh, this is a big story.
What is it?
I'm a well, read it. I mean, apparently...
look at this fucking massive printer. Interesting story.
No, this one. The one I highlighted.
Security threat. Google's vulnerable. Ugh. Dude, they always have these security threat, blah, 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 and then nothing happens. You know?
Okay, we're definitely talking about this story.
Doms winding up in people's hair?
No,
condoms. Sweet, dude.
There ain't no way that.
Dude, condoms are hilarious. Like, for example, I have a friend who, like, you know, on Facebook, she had the free condoms application accidentally. And
okay, here we go. Here's the ad.
Yay.
Let me make sure it's coming in good.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's fun.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, obviously the white screen now.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding.
My fellow Americans, I'm a PC. My social. Well, some people are giving up on this and that because it worked. They wanted to. Other people are going back to XP.
Really? Downgrade.
Yes, from UTC.
Oh, my God.
Roseanne? Is it cold in here, or is it just me? Because my computer is frozen.
Oh, my God. You told me. You protected us.
Wow. Really committed to the phone. Not really. I have to check XP 3 weeks ago. So much happier.
And there's Leopard, of course. Well, there you have it right there. My computer froze in the middle of the ad, but eventually it did finish the ad. John, you can say that my computer did not finish the ad.
All right, all right. Your computer froze on the ad, but did finish the ad. Deal.
You cannot say that. Anyway, I'm glad everybody who's tuned in is tuned in. But again, you can call into the program.
Calls, please. We're lonely.
All right, let me go back to... Let me get back to myself here. Oh, I want to show you. Actually, we're going to take a break, and then we'll... All right, tell my phone, James. All right, let me go back to the quad.
Why?
Here, I'm back. Okay. So, John, as we just saw that right there, again, Apple going under the skin of Microsoft and, again, trying to, you know, get us to convert. And I must admit, you know, I'm still using XP, and I'm very satisfied with it. So
yeah,
I'm not
good thing you can upgrade the Vista, or else you're going to have to upgrade down back to XP or go upgrade to Macintosh.
That is true. That is a true fact you brought up there. But
so it's your choice. You can either downgrade to XP or you can upgrade to Macintosh. What would you rather do, upgrade or downgrade?
Yeah, it depends.
I don't know many people who are willing to downgrade. Be realistic here, dude. Like... Say you're driving a Ford. I use cars for all my analogies. Say you're driving a Ford. You want a Lexus or a Geo?
A Geo.
Why would you want a Geo, cheapo? Oh, yeah. You're cheap. That's why.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why you use a PC.
What?
That's why you use a PC, cheapo.
That's pretty much why. Anyway.
Cheap.
I want to get... We'll get into more of these stories after. There's a lot to talk about. Okay, here. Well, let me open it up here. Hold on one second.
Well, dude, we can't forget about tumbling, man. We got to tumble.
Oh yeah. Well, I promised the people that I would show them how to do a tutorial of Tumblr. I am getting to that.
Tumble.
First off, let me talk about Google Android for a sec. First off, Google Android is a touchscreen, which is pretty neat. That Google's doing this.
Well, that's original. iPod Touch.
It's three gigs.
Basically, third generation, don't you?
Actually, it kind of reminds me a little of Google Talk. I don't know if people. I wonder if people have the same kind of. Sorry about that.
WTF, mate?
Sorry.
That's funny.
Anyway, what Google Talk is? No, not Google Talk.
What is Google Talk? Google Talk is an internet profile. It's used by no one. That's what it is.
Oh, my headphone just fell off. Sorry.
Dork.
Okay. Anyway, as you were talking about this. You know, basically, Google Android actually looks very similar to Google Talk. Basically, the text messaging is threaded, meaning that it's basically like Google Talk. It's text messaging like Google Talk. It's The graphics are very 3D. That's important. Of course, it's a handset device. It looks pretty neat.
How is it better than the iPhone? Explain that to me. It sounds exactly like the iPhone, the way you're describing it. Threaded text messages, 3D graphics. How's it different than the iPhone?
Okay. Well, basically, what it relies on, it's, unlike the iPhone, it actually maintains a traditional smartphone layout.
So traditional is good?
I love tradition. You know that.
Yeah, you're a traditional Jew. That's why. You.
don't get into the Facebook account.
Traditional man.
Yeah, that's just a joke I have myself. I don't think anybody else thought it was funny. Just myself.
I like it. Jew traditional man.
Okay. Anyways, let's get. Anyway, you know, Engadget's very high on this product, but you know, Engadget's pretty much high on anything right now.
Yeah, people on Gadget are high, I think, you know?
Okay, possible. Also, big story on MacRumors.com. By the way, if you look at our future archives, one of our first couple of shows, we actually bagged a pretty big guest, Arnold Kim. That was you can say that was an interview to remember. This is a big story on Dig as well, getting back to our Dig stories. iPod Touch firmware 1.12 released. Now you can actually add calendar events to your iPhone. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd say that's one folly Apple did. Like, it's long overdue, definitely. On the iPod, on the iPhone.
Overdue, but well, Steve Jobs confirmed this. Basically, it's pretty big for people on the iPhone who want to open up other apps. And now this is going to lead to a lot, not just calendar events, but a lot of programs being developed for the iPhone.
Well, yeah, because of the iPod the iPhone SDK coming out in February, right?
Yeah, coming out in February. I mean, it's still a while away, but it's going to be pretty big because imagine you're running like games like Pac-Man or anything on your.
But dude, tell me, why would you want to wait till February when you can hack it now? Like,
yeah, just go ahead and hack it. I mean, that's what George Haas did. He's a famous hacker.
Like, dude, well, how about this? You hear about the newest hack? It's called jailbreakme.com.
I heard about that. There's actually that was posted on Mac Rumors. Also on the site here, you wrote about Tor, another popular website. I think it's only Macintosh, right?
Yeah, the official Apple weblog, that's what it's called.
Yeah, it was actually the first to report that the iPod Touch has actually been jailbroken. That's a funny name for something like that.
Well, yeah, well, dude, here's the thing. Like, with jailbreakme.com, all you do is just go to jailbreakme.com on your iPhone or iPod Touch using Safari, and then, boom, one touch, your iPhone is hacked.
Okay, I'll check it out. I want to see any calls on the line right now. No calls. Turn the little dig effect.
I do. Well, I did at the Apple Store. I went to the Apple Store and I hacked like a bunch of the iPhones that are there by going to jailbreakme.com, and they're all hacked. It was hilarious.
That's something. All right, let's get back to. And we have a poll. Please vote in our poll, guys. Vote in our poll online. Who's ever viewing right now? It's what would you rather have? It's iPod Classic, iPod Touch, or the Zoom 2, which is coming out really soon.
Currently, the iPod Touch is in first place.
Yeah, it is, but only has one vote.
Yeah, but still in first place by one vote. Elections have been won by one vote, Quaz. You know that, right?
We got to show the gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break, I'm going to show people how to actually create a Tumblr blog.
Tumblr.
Yes, that's right.
I love to tumble, man. I'm a Tumblr myself, along with, I know another famous Tumblr, Kevin Rose, owner of Dig.com. He's a Tumblr.
Kevin, owner of Dig.com.
He has a Tumblr blog at KevinRose.com.
Co-host of Dig Nation, you know.
Down in the Dig Nation. Yeah.
Anyway, pretty much what the bottom line is with that. Here. Back to Zoom for 1 second, if you let me. PC World had a very good review of the Zoom. They said that the clickable squircle that the Zoom has is...
What? The squircle? What the f*** are you talking about, man? What's a squircle?
Squircle is the rounded circle. I mean, the square circle. Anyway...
A square circle? What the hell? Why would you want to use a square circle? On the iPod, it's a little wheel. Why would you want to use a square circle?
Anyway, what's so amazing about the squircle is that you can flick your thumb up and down the pad repeatedly like this. Wait. Oh. That doesn't look right.
That looks so wrong. I can stick my finger up and down like this. That's horrible, dude.
Like that.
Dude, that's like worse, like with the iPod, when you spread your fingers out, it zooms in the image. I could spread the image like this. You know, it's horrible, dude.
Yeah, I can imagine Blonde Dave doing that. Anyway,
spread it.
What you do is you can, at any time you can tap, you just tap like this. And what happens is that stops the scrolling, although it eventually comes down naturally, of course. It's a very fun way to navigate. Don't you think that's pretty fun to navigate to your music just by doing this?
I suppose if it were original. Like on the iPod, iPhone and iPod Touch, you just flick, you know, do the exact same thing and it just scrolls your entire list up.
Okay, and also, why is that the video resolution of the Zune is actually better than the iPod Classic? So, another magazine said that.
Well,
and
of course,
Yahoo
it's a bigger
Tech,
screen, but it's not better than the iPod Touches.
And Yahoo Tech actually thinks on the same page that I'm thinking on here is that the most new feature of the Zune is actually the wireless syncing. Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing with the wireless syncing. Like, I'll admit that's kind of cool, being able to share songs with your friends. But if when you send, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you send a song from one Zune to another, you can only have it for 3 days or 3 plays, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like those P184 calculators that are used in math class. You can share games, you know?
Yeah, but come on, like, dude, when you share a game on a TI-83, you have it for life, you know, as long as the calculator lives. With the Zune, it's 3 plays in 3 days. That's gone.
Yeah, I just noticed you said dude. That was pretty funny.
Dude, come on. You get what I'm saying, though? 3 days, 3 plays, it's gone.
All right, John. So we are going to we're gonna take a quick break here, and then
Yeah, what the hell is that, dog?
I think I just buzzed myself.
You got buzzed, son. Puzzed.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to show people how to make a Tumblr account. So everybody who's tuning in, you can call us during the show as well as listen in. This is currently our 12th episode. We're live on Ustream TV.
And, dude, we've got 5 viewers right now on Ustream. Awesome.
Yeah, stick it up, guys. Stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, we are going to call in. The number's on the sideboard there. You can AIM John and myself. John is now on AIM.
Yeah.
And, John, we're going to take a quick break.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that system showdown.
That should be a new ad. We should make a new ad of that. Like one of us could be eating from a Kit Kat bar or something.
Yeah, dude, like I got that inspiration from the episode, newest episode of The Office, man. Yeah, you got to check it out. Have you been watching The Office recently?
What did you say?
Dude, The Office, man. I'm telling you, you've been watching it recently? Oh, you kidding me. Why do you always have that prepared, man? I am so predictable.
I got you.
That's horrible, man. How did I not remember that from last time? But, dude, have you been checking it out recently? It's getting really good so far. Newest episode's on 2 days, on Thursday.
Yeah, hold on one sec. See, John, it's a new thing, and you gotta watch what you say, because you never know when I may pull that up.
Yeah, definitely, man. And let's see. Hey, I got an IM here.
I got an IM from somebody?
From QUIC, let's see, Quickway Design, I believe. Hey, they said hi. Hey, what's up?
Okay, but we can keep IM us any question on the show, anything you want. You can aim us tech support, but that was best for that. But if you have anything else you want to tell us, no, we'll be sure to answer that. But, John, we're going to take a quick break here, a word from our sponsor on the radio side, and then we're going to come right back with more. Actually, I'm going to show you how to make a Tumblr account live here on System Showdown with Quas and John.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, technology fans. Thank you for listening to System Showdown. Be sure to check out our official sponsor and owner. That would be MyEDI Media. Mainly right now, it's a sports website, but if you're interested in reporting on technology, whether it be on Macintosh, Windows, please let us know. We'll sure to make you a writer of the site. So you can email us at foster07@gmail.com and let us know that you want to be a writer for technology for our website. Thank you for tuning in to the show.
Okay, I believe we're back here on, Are we back?
Yes, we are. Looks like it. And, dude, I'm having some fun here with this guy who I'm chatting with right now. Like, he's asking what the show's about, and I'm telling him. So, yeah, he's asking a question right now.
Okay, what does he got?
All right, I have a website that gets about 200 hits. Let's see, still a day. Wow, congratulations, man. That's impressive.
What kind of site he's got?
Oh, let's see. He's still writing. I want to see.
All right, we're always willing to advertise your sites on our show.
Yeah, definitely.
You can even post us a shout on Dig, and we'll be sure to write about it. By the way, that's our Dig account is dig.com/users/systemshowdown. Fill it all out. Really simple. Just check us out and post
System
a shout.
System Showdown on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Fucking blooper.
Ah, here we go. Take a look, dude. We have, like, this guy saying, like, people would like the blog to have RSS, but I don't know how to make an RSS feed. That's easy enough. Like, well, what's your blog running on? Really depends on what blog engine you're using. Because most of them come built in with it.
Wait a second. So this guy chose to aim you instead of me?
Yep, he likes me, Bear. He disposed, the Mac guy, Bear. See, I use a service called Logit.
Well, maybe because your name appears first.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. Now, do your name is first. I have pause. Your name is first, as a matter of fact.
Also, the guy wants to advertise himself and call him to the show. Let us know. The number's on the side there. Anyway, we really should run out of time. And we really should show people the Tumblr.
Yeah, speaking of, this could actually help this guy out. If he really wants to make a blog that has RSS, Tumblr is RSS. You know?
Oh, yeah. Tumblr is one of the greatest RSS. Okay, anyway, we're going to be getting to that right away here.
Yeah, like I just want to answer this guy's question. To recommend about the RSS, you want to make your blog have RSS, I recommend two things. Like, I recommend you switch blogging engines. Like, Blogger has RSS, WordPress has RSS, Tumblr, which we're going to show in a few minutes, which is a really great engine. I use it myself, has RSS. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Tell them to use Joomla.
Oh, yeah, well, good on Joomla. Yeah, like, Quaz is obsessed with Joomla. You know? So, yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Just, like, use something that has RSS. I recommend, like, a service that doesn't have RSS is old, you know, and outdated. Oh, yeah, he gave us the URL. If you guys want, if Quaz, you want to check it out, it's pezcast.com. That's PEZCAST.com.
Oh, no, can you forward me the link on Showdown Quaz, and I'll check it out.
Oh, and dude, check it out. You know why he IN'd me? He has a Mac. Right on, man. Right on.
I got a Macintosh. No wonder. So, I guess you figured out, I guess it's pretty... By your voice, it's pretty easy to tell that you're the Mac user.
Yeah, dude, right on, man. Mac's rock.
Anyway.
So come on, dude, let's start tumbling.
You will in one sec.
Yeah, awesome, dude. And dude, he says he goes to school for design. That's why. Macs are the best at design. That's why.
That's a good point.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you guys are busy with your blogs all day.
Yeah, well, dude, like, you want to check this guy's website out? It's pezcast.com. We love to promote sites of our fans, and, yeah, I'll be sure to check this out after we're done with the show, because it looks, you know, sounds really cool. I recommend upgrading your blog engine to something that supports RSS. I really recommend that. You'll see in a few minutes how to do Tumblr, so check it out.
I will be sure to do that.
Yay.
Anyway, we're going to be showing people how to Tumble now. Let me just capture the screen here.
And don't get Logit.
All right. Let me just capture the screen.
Dude, like, he's talking like he's giving a bit of word advice to all of us. Do not use Logit. It fucks up the FTP and the site. Right on, man.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's a good point. That's a very good point, actually, not to use Logit. All right, John, actually, we're going to go into Tumblr right now. I'm going to capture the screen.
Tumblr.
First, let's show a site that's made with Tumblr.
Oh, it's Facebook. Let's see. Ah, yeah, what kind of site is this? Who's that?
Well, the tagline, I don't know if I can read it on the air, but...
If you're gay and I'm a lesbian, does that make us compatible? I think so.
And this is John's website right here. Let's take a look at what you can do with this. Actually, a very nice design, I must say, John. You can post all your links. It's kind of cool if you put your links right up here. You know, you got your Dig, Zynga, whatever, 43 things. Let's just zoom down a bit. This is a great site, lowercase l.blogspot.com. Check that out. Post your Dig links here.
Yep.
They also have comments. You know, you can't see the front page. Click on the day.
And you can comment.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty much it. All right, let's get...
Yeah, dude, here's the thing, though. Like, the default installation of Tumblr doesn't have comments. I had to install from this service called Discuss.
Now, John, I'm making a live account on Tumblr. I'm going to Tumblr.com. Okay,
awesome.
Okay, what is this? What the hell is this? Wait a second. Where's the freaking register button? There's no Wait, are you telling me you can register on the front page?
Yeah.
That's a checklist. No. It's got to be something else. All right.
No, easy as that. Register on the front page.
No, come on, look. On WordPress.com, you got a sign-up button. On Blogger, you have to create your blog now. On Joomla, you got to download the whole freaking thing. But on Tumblr, you just create the account?
Wow, you certainly prepared for this, man.
What?
You certainly prepared for this, and yeah, it's that easy. Like, here's the thing about Tumblr. It's so simple. I love it, you know?
I can't register. There's no register button here. I can't register for this. What am I supposed to do?
Dude, it's easy as hell to do, man. Type in your email.
No, wait, I'll go to the sign-up page. Let's go to the sign-up page.
That's the same thing, dude.
It's the same freaking page!
Yep. Exact same thing. I swear to you.
This is crazy. All right, I'll register. Okay. All right, let's make an account. All right, email address. How do you download to your own site?
Let's see. You just gotta set, like, I set the IP address. Like, for example, if you go to myjohn.tumblr.com, it goes back to my site. You just have to change around the IP address. But yeah, you can just, like, you know, do your own. Like, just make it on .tumblr.com for now. If you don't want to use your own website.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, someone has your friend on Facebook.
Nina
Gurevich. Isn't she hot?
I don't even know who she is.
Who cares? She's probably hot.
Okay, that's a little live Google mail right there. Anyway, all right, let's create an account here. We'll create an account for us.
Sweet. Let's do it.
Can you see it typing?
That's cool.
Password. I guess it's one we always use.
Are you typing Windows sucks? Nah. Do not use WindowsRules.com. That sucks.
All right, fine.
Let's just make it Showdown. That Showdown's available. Ugh. Windows Max. Yeah, that's much better.
All right, here we go.
That's funny. Let's see. Yay, we're actually making an account. This is cool.
Oh, what?
No way, dude. Someone stole our gig.
Oh, man.
Murder them. Tar and fetter them. Burn them. I'm going to this website right now to see who's taking it.
All right, John. Here. I got it. What about that?
Is he serious if that's available? Hey, let's grab it if it is, because that's a funny URL. That sounds cool. Why not? That's probably available.
This is pretty good. You got a whole dashboard? This is a pretty cool dashboard.
Yay, you're in, finally.
Squash John.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you had video. You did a lot of stuff here. So simple, though.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
So revolutionary, too. You had a video.
Yeah, you can upload your own videos on it directs it. And upload
your channel.
I don't even know what channels are. I never even tried those.
You had a theme? Wow, this is very revolutionary, I must say.
Yeah, I think it's gorgeous.
Anyway, let's get back to myself here. That's basically Tumblr right there.
Yeah, dude, like, and also another thing, you can just follow people.
I want to show my... Actually, I have a song to end the show off. But I want to show one thing really quick. Let me just capture the screen. Johnny, you see the screen?
Wow.
I want to show people my favorite... you know, the wine cone can make anything, make any video, like anything, like even like an invitation to a party seem so cool. Want to see it?
All right, I want to see what you're doing here. Like, we're going to the wine cone. What are we doing? Let's see. I want to see this.
I don't know if you've seen this yet. All right, let us
look. Seen nothing yet. What?
Okay, we have 3 minutes made in the show. I want to end this sentence, but here is
3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Tony, and you probably have no idea who I am.
It's the wine.
That's how you do to promote YouTube Canada.
Oh, this is the wrong one.
What better way to do so?
What's the wrong one?
It's Taiwan Con.
I think I deleted the other one. No, he would delete it. No, he... Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right, let me follow real quick. All right, here's the one that we wanted to show our fans. All right, meanwhile, let's go back to this. We got 2 minutes to go.
Hey, look, I saw a number on the screen. Hey, check it out. It says Tube.
Hi there. If you're unfamiliar with the ongoings of the YouTube community these days, here's the gist of it.
Anyway, I think I actually wanted to delete the invitation. Well, he might have posted on his other account, the Wine 2. Or, what's the other account? Cone 2 or something?
Yeah, the Wine K2.
Okay, let's get back. Alright, I don't actually see it anywhere here. Oh, it's on the other one. And now I deleted that one, too. Okay, alright. I think we'll show it next time. One I wanted to show down here. Anyway, this is the wine cone. He's one of the most subscribed on YouTube. Here at 11. All right, and you got it right there. Okay, let's go from the wine cone to myself. Okay, so there you saw the wine cone right there.
Yay.
Okay. Anyway, we only about 2 minutes left. So we're going to end off now, actually. We had a pretty... I don't think one of our best shows ever. Next week, we are going to have a guest on, no question. And we'll know who the guest is as soon as we know. But, yeah, I mean... You know, but this is pretty... We used about 4 mediums for the show. Skype, AIM, namely Ustream, Blog Talk Radio. We didn't have any calls, but we did have some AIM people. That was pretty nice.
Like, you want to talk to this guy? He's still talking to me, man. He's asking me like, a bunch of stuff about my site. Giving me tips on how to make a high ranking. I like this guy.
Okay, tell him to aim me. Alright, anyway, we are going to... Alright, let's see what we're going to end off here. John, you ready for this?
Yeah, ready for what?
Come on, let me open it up. It loads.
Very long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did...
Wait, I don't know.
What
Look?
The... was that?
I don't know. Wait. What was that? Actually, we're gonna... Wait. Something's... I have 40 applications open at once, so it's causing some of me some problems here, you know?
Don't worry about it. Happens.
System Showdown!
We're currently repairing ourselves.
Down.
System showdown. We're currently repairing ourselves.
John, your signal's kind of messed up, right? John, you there?
Yes, I am.
See the video, right? Wow, that looks really weird.
It certainly was, man. I was just getting dizzy experiencing that. It was crazy.
Alright, anyway, John. We near the end of our show here. Actually, get the podcast on the back.
Oh yeah, and also, dude, for the record, I think I converted this guy over to Tumblr. You know,
he's a Tumblr convert.
Yeah, cause dude, like, let's see. Yeah, like he's a Mac user and a Tumblr guy now, cause like he wants to have a custom domain, so I'm telling him how. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice. So, yeah, I mean, John is. I told you, John, you're very influential. You have a powerful voice.
I try. I'm still trying to convert you over to a Mac, though. I doubt that's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, so we have one reel left, and I'm pretty much at the end of our program here. Hold on one second. Oh, John, I'm going to tell you how to listen to Blog Talk Radio now, as people do know. Today we had, now our record is 26. And Blog Talk Radio just ended, so let's see how many listeners we have, and then we're going to sign off. Okay, I'm just checking. Oh, so I noticed you added the Ustream TV link. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, onto our sidebar. Yeah, I did that. I figure if people need it. Also, it's on our sidebar, too.
Also, our next live show will be next Tuesday night. People know we're going to have a guest at that point. Upcoming segments. Let's see what we got. Oh, okay, Simon. That's messed up. Four live.
Yay.
Well, we had actually more on Ustream TV. That's what happens when you post the event in the last minute. Next year you will get more, though. But, you know, still a great show. We'll probably have a lot of archive listeners because this was one of this probably has to be our best show ever, as every show is. And, John, are you ready to... Now, last week we ended with the popcorn. You remember that?
Popcorn, yeah, that's right.
Well, this day we're going to end with something else.
Yeah.
Oh, John, unless you want to play something.
Nah, keep going, man. I want to hear what you got, man.
Want to hear what I got?
Yeah, I want to hear what you got, man. Like, even though I've been hearing a lot of new music lately, man, because, like, dude, I got 10, like, they send you, like, oh, yeah, you heard about this thing on Facebook? If you join Ticketmaster Live Group, you get 5 free songs.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Actually, Facebook has really advanced the platform. Now you can actually post fan pages.
I heard about the fan pages. Dude, we should make a fan page. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely help us out a lot. Anyway, we can post, you know, archive segments there. But here's a song that ends off.
Who your fan, you know, who your fans of? ESPN, Google Maps, Microsoft.
Rock.
Said I'd been forgotten, I do. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cotton I do? Said I'd been forgotten, I do. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cotton I do?
Oh, my man.
Owned.
Hello, stops in the... Yeah, that's probably not... Actually, it reminds me of a camp speaker.
That's the camp, man. I'm
See you next week. Windows. Windows. Oh, this is a nice site, PezCast.com.
Yeah, PezCast.com. Get your Pez dispensers. We got Lisa Simpson. We got Marge Simpson. We got Maggie Simpson. We got the animals from Into the Wild. What was that movie? Madagascar, I think. Yeah, that was Madagascar.
Yeah, his site would definitely use a nice blog to make the site look nice.
Yeah, really. That's nice. I'll admit that. That's nice. Tumblr can't compete with that.
All right, John, so I'll see you next week. I'm going to get dinner now, but I'll see you next week.
Nice. Peace out, man. ABC Book Time. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Bye.